We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, it is Patriots Monday on a Tuesday down here at Gillette Stadium. Time for us to have our weekly conversation with Bill Belichick. It's brought to you by Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health, McFarlane Energy, the area's premier heating oil provider, Needham Bank, and by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Welcome to the 2019 season. It's official now, right, Bill? This is it.
Almost. Yes, sir.
Right. Yep. Another couple days and you're there. Good to see you. You had an interesting weekend, and I'm wondering how different, because it seemed like you had a lot of competition in this camp, maybe more so than other camps. Maybe you can answer that. Was this a difficult roster to put together because there were so many guys that you're sitting here saying, that guy could help us, and yet I don't have room?
It's always a little bit like that. You're dealing with the usual end of training camp situations, you know, usually some type of injuries, and you have depth at some positions, but you can't have it at all. That's just the reality of the National Football League. So you have to pick where you want to keep your depth or where you want to keep your developing players, and just figure it out. So and every team's got to deal with the same thing. It's always challenging, but just do the best you can.
You know, one of the big one for us, I think, was Hoyer being released. So I was just curious, you know, some of the dynamics that went into your decision to release him and keep Stidham.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the end, we're trying to do what's best for the football team, so that's really a short answer to it.
Was it just one of the, because I saw that you said that there was a bunch of different considerations. Was one of them, did Stidham just play better than you guys thought he would, to the point where you knew you could trust him if you got into a jam during the season?
I think Jared had a good preseason, but we'll see. I don't know. We haven't been in the regular season with him or any other rookie, but you know, we have to make a decision. We have to do what we think's best for the team, so that's what we did.
Speaking of Hoyer, things worked out well for him. He ended up out in Indy, got a new contract. There were some teams, I guess some other teams, that reportedly were interested. Did you guys look into the trade market with him before you had released him?
Yeah, again, there were a lot of considerations with him and, you know, with other players on the team. But it is what it is, so we'll just leave it at that.
Because with him, it seems like he's well-respected. Everybody seems to like him. I know Brady,
yeah, of course,
and Josh,
yeah.
Everybody loved him. And it almost feels like you kind of did him a solid, because he can go pick where he wants, and he made more money. Almost seems like you did him a favor by releasing him and not trading him.
Well, look, a lot of times situations that work out well for everybody are you know, good. So we'll see how it goes.
What was that conversation like with him? Is it just a numbers thing? You know, was it a tough conversation for you to have with him?
Well, it's never easy to have conversations. You know, when you can't keep a player on your team, that's the hardest part of the job. So, but I'll just keep the private conversations between myself and Brian.
The Gunnar Olszewski and how that all played out. First of all, did you watch Bemidji State an awful lot last year?
They got filmed?
Do you have a room in here with a box that has videos of Bemidji State? Because you watched the guy. But originally, we heard that he was released, and then hours later, he makes the team. What was that like? That must have been a strange situation.
Honestly, it's not. Again, when you have over 1,300 transactions throughout the league over this time period, there's a lot of movement, and so a lot of different things happen. That's not the first time, but our roster changed from the morning to the afternoon.
So when it comes to Gunner, there's so many players in college football for you guys to scout. to go to Bemidji State. I'm curious. Like, was it just, did he show up at a pro day at a different university? Remember the first time you saw him?
Yeah, we brought him in for a workout and didn't sign him, and then we signed him later on, and you know, we weren't sure that we were going to keep him through training camp, but he did enough in the spring to move to the training camp, and then did enough in training camp to get an opportunity in the game, and did enough in the game to, so, you know, sometimes it's just getting that first look and getting started, and, you know, but he's done well with his opportunities. Now, he's got a long way to go. He's nowhere close to being a finished product and all that, but we'll keep working with him and see what happens.
I mean, it's got to feel, I guess, as an undrafted free agent, I would think this would be the team I'd want a shot at. But with your guys' long history of signing of undrafted players, I'm not sure, what is it, 16 or something like that, something crazy, the amount of years in a row that you guys have that an undrafted free agent has made your team,
right?
Because I would just assume as a player, like, oh sure, you're just going to bring me in as a camp body, but it's a legitimate chance. If you guys perform and play, we'll notice you, and you'll get a legitimate shot just like anybody else.
All the players that are out there are in that situation, and I mean, I've talked about that ad nauseum for the last 20 years, and I know
there's proof that it's actual, like, you're not full of it,
right? But I know everybody wants to pick the team, who's going to be on the team in May and who's going to be on the team in August and July and all that, but that's just not the way it is. We let the competition play out and we do what's best for the team, and different players have different roles on the team, and it's not saying that one's better than the other, but in combination of all of them, sometimes the mix is maybe a little different than what it otherwise could be, and that's just a reflection of trying to do what's best for the team.
You lost one of those guys in David Andrews this past week. You made trades to beef up the offensive line. How challenging is that, Bill, in that you've got an offensive line, you want them all to be on the same page? You're starting a season very quickly with the guys that are trying to learn very quickly what they're supposed to do. How challenging is that?
Yeah, well, it's not where you want to be, but we felt like what we did were our best options, and now's the time. That the Labor Day weekend is when the most players are available, most good players are available in the National Football League. So if you want them, that's a time where you can have a chance to get some, not all by any means, but after that, now you have another, you know, 300 and some players that are on practice squads. So it's a lot harder to get those players now. And as teams are past the cutdown process and they have players that are on their team, it's, say, harder to acquire players at this point. Not that there won't still be some trades. There will be some, but probably not as many as what we've seen over the last few days throughout the league, not just on our team.
How about the center in particular, Russell Bodine, I think it's pronounced. I'm not sure. But just him working with Tom, how much does that take, you know, practice or work at it to be comfortable?
Yeah, well, it'll take a lot of work. But, you know, Bodine has a lot of experience. I mean, he started for 4 years in Cincinnati. He started at Buffalo. So he's played center. He played center in college, also a little bit of guard. We'll see how it goes. But, again, we have, you know, some players on our roster that have only had – less than a handful of practices with the New England Patriots, and so we have a lot to find out. But again, we felt like those were our best options at this point. Not where we wanted to be, but it's where we are. But I feel good about those players, so we'll see how it comes along.
You know, so Demaryius Thomas makes a team, and I just think of, like, other older wide receivers that have come through. Just last year, I think it was Eric Decker. I think Reggie Wayne was one of them. And I feel like they come into camp and then they just suddenly realize, like, maybe it isn't worth it. Maybe for whatever reason, who knows?
Right.
But Demaryius Thomas seems to be different. It seemed like he was had a, you know, personally challenging himself to get back Achilles injury, and he did it. It wasn't like he had a whole year to rehab, but he looked really good. I just thought, you know, what did you see in him that made you believe that this guy is going to, one, not only be healthy enough, but he's in it for the whole season, right, as compared to maybe a Reggie Wayne or an Eric Decker?
Right. Well, you know, that's a tough question, Christian, because we're going on limited information. We only activated him for practice, you know, right at the end of training camp. And then, of course, he played in the Giants game. So there's you know, we have to go on what we can go on. I'd say the improvement that he's shown and the work ethic and, you know, what he's been able to do has been good, and it's been, to the point where we feel like he'll be able to, you know, make a solid contribution for us this year. Question is, where will it go? You know, and that's, I don't know that any of us know the answer to that, but at least I know that he'll work hard. He's tough. And he's a dependable player who put everything he has into it. So we'll see what happens.
You know, you talked about players in the during the preseason, and everybody thinking, because they look at names, marquee names or whatever, that these are the guys that are going to make the roster. And as you said, competition determines it. We always notice during the first five games of the season, they're much different than what we see, let's say, after week 10. So how much more do you learn in the first four games about some of these guys who you were impressed with here during camp?
Oh, we'll learn a lot. This is a whole different game now. So we'll find out a lot how our team is as a team and individually how we match up, but how our units overall match up against other good teams, starting with Pittsburgh. So we just haven't seen that yet. There hasn't been any game planning. There hasn't been any strategizing. It's just been, you know, go out and pretty much run the plays, get good at the fundamentals. And that's critical. I'm not minimizing that at all. It's valuable. It's critical. But the actual game planning and strategy and so forth that's a whole another component that will override a lot once it comes into play, and it'll happen this Sunday night.
I know it's tough to win any game. Is it more difficult in the first four games because you simply do not have an awful lot of information? That suddenly you're in game one, you're in game two, and there's a specific player that's just torching you out there, and you're sitting there going, wow, we didn't see this coming.
Yeah, well, it's the same for the other 31 teams, too. I mean, they don't know any more than we do.
Right.
They've had the same number of practices. They've had the same number of preseason games. They've had the same number of, you know, generic-type snaps. Now is when it'll really get difficult when people start attacking you and trying to expose your weaknesses and how well can you hold up. And whatever your strengths are, we'll see how strong they really are, how dominant they are, how what kind of ability you have to be disruptive or be explosive against your opponents. And you might match up well against one team in one area or another team in another area. But I'd say over the course of, you know, 6 to 8 games, you'll get a pretty good sampling now of what you have. But even the first couple weeks in the season, it might look, you know, real good or real bad, but that may not be, you know, the true measure of it. So it'll take a little time to sort it all out. But the process is underway, and, you know, we want to get off to a good start against Pittsburgh. But we'll know more after this game than we knew today. We'll know more in a couple weeks than we know today. But again, I'm sure Pittsburgh has a lot of questions themselves, just like every other team in the league does.
So, speaking of Pittsburgh, we spent the big chunk of this time just looking back. Now, there is a game. A lot of hullabaloo. And Glenn was just talking about Chris Lane is going to be performing here Thursday night, even though the game is in, I guess, Chicago.
We didn't get the Thursday night game. We got the Thursday entertainment.
You got the entertainment part of that. but, you know, people look at Pittsburgh and they go, okay, no Antonio Brown. And they may, maybe they don't think they're dangerous, but they still have a ton of weapons. They still have a lot of skill at every single, you know, tight end, receiver, tailback. They still have Big Ben. Just how do you foresee that, you know, being any different than they were in years past without Antonio Brown, or do you think it'll still be the same, I guess, philosophy offensively that they've had?
Well, I think it'll be the same general philosophy, but they've always been a somewhat of a game plan team. They do things specifically for their certain players, individual players, and they do things specifically to attack defenses. So we've played them, obviously, a number of times. They don't always play us the same way. There's variation from game to game. They played us quite a bit differently up there last year than they did in 17 on both sides of the ball. So they're obviously willing to do that. And will they be different? I mean, they'll find whatever way they think's best. We didn't see Connor last year up there. You know, obviously we saw Brown, but now, you know, it's not Brown. It's some combination of, you know, Schuster, Washington, Switzer, Moncrief, and Johnson, the rookie, who's a pretty talented player too. So we'll see how they put that together for a game plan against us. Will it be the five wides that we saw up there for 20 plays or whatever it was. I don't know. And again, they have a very good back. Connor didn't play against us. Samuel had a big day. So we'll have to see how that plays out. There's no Jesse James, but McDonald was really the go-to tight end for him anyway. You know, Gimbels does a good job there. He's a big guy, big target. So, it'll be interesting to see how they – it wouldn't matter to me if this game was in Week 10 or Week 1. I think there's certainly an element of how are they going to play us that is an unknown.
So, Coach, you had Gerard Mayo obviously working with the defense in capacity. What about Troy Brown? I see him out there with the wide receivers. I'm just curious, is he on that staff? Is he just working with the receivers during camp, or is that something that continues throughout the year?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about Troy's situation, internally going forward. But he's been a big help for us in the spring and has been able to work it into his schedule to be with us in training camp. So, at some point we'll talk about the future.
You see him on the sidelines during the season, or is it?
We'll see. I don't know.
Back to Pittsburgh. Sermon, one preseason game defensively, they were extremely active attacking the quarterback. Is that what you've seen from them defensively? And when you say you're not sure how they're going to play you, do you have plan A, plan B, plan C? If they play us this way, this is what we're doing. If they're doing this, we're doing this. Is that how you you attack it?
All right. Well, they led the league last year in sacks. So the fact that they have an explosive pass rush this year in preseason, I don't think it's any big surprise. They hit the quarterback and rushed well last year. That's one of the things they are very good at. They're good at stopping the run. They're good at hitting the quarterback. They play hard. They cause get a lot of hustle plays, turnovers, and extra effort sacks and things like that. So that's the way they play. I think that, look, at some point the game will unfold and it'll declare as to what time of game it is. I don't think we want to have an infinite number of contingencies for everything they could do. We've seen every play that they had last year, all whatever it is, 4,000 of them or however many it was. It's a lot. So, they can only run, call it 165 right in this game. So, offense, defense, special teams, we got to prepare for something. If it deviates from that a little bit, then we'll adjust to it, and I'm sure they'll do the same.
All right, so we're going to start this, end this interview with the, not the drive of the week, it's going to be the question of the week, and the question of the week this week
made
is
an executive
brought to you
decision
by,
this yes. week. He
you know, I
up.
Did this, no one was here to tell me to do this, I did it on my own.
Well done.
Which is shocking.
Can I talk about Mercedes,
I'm
please?
Sorry, go ahead.
It's brought to you by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. This summer's hottest destination is the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. For an incredibly priced Mercedes-Benz, head to mbusa.com/summer-event or visit your local dealer for a test drive. All right, so we just saw this news come out. I'm sure you're obviously aware of it, that you and Nick Saban are going to be doing an HBO special called The Art of Coaching. I just thought maybe you could tell us about how it came about. Did HBO approach you guys? Was this something you and Nick had always wanted to do? If you could just mention that.
Yeah, it's really an NFL Films production. I don't know anything about HBO.
I guess it's going to be on HBO, right?
Okay, yeah.
So NFL Films.
So, yeah. Obviously, Nick and I have a long relationship and a great friendship, and we were approached on it and agreed to do it, and I'm sure that NFL Films will do a good job of it. It's hard to make me look good on TV, but sometimes they manage to do it. So, they seem to think there's a lot of interest in it, and so I'm happy to partner with Nick on anything. There's nobody I have more respect and appreciation for in football and as a friend than Nick Saban. So I'm honored to be part of anything with him.
So just to give us some of a teaser, because you're right, you talk about two football coaches that with the amount of success you both have had.
Plus, we're both Croatian. Don't forget about
that. Oh, is that it? Does he like lacrosse? Is he a lacrosse guy?
He's Croatian.
Is that part of the requirements?
I don't think they play.
Do you take a trip back to Croatia? Is that part of it?
I don't think they play lacrosse in West Virginia. I think West Virginia is a baseball, football, basketball kind of place.
Do you guys just maybe you guys go into revisit any old games? Is it you guys swapping stories, making waffles? What are we doing?
Yeah. I don't know. That's really in the hands of the editors and the producers. I think, Nick and I have talked enough about done enough probably for two shows, so I don't know what they end up using. I'm not sure.
So on top of that, you're like a media mogul now. You're doing that 100 greatest players in NFL history. Is there a Bill versus Time documentary coming out this season?
Yeah, I'm going to get Julian and consult on that.
He's got his own production company.
You got some guys that can help you with it.
But you're doing a lot of media here. It's very interesting.
Well, the NFL 100 thing was, it's a really once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It was a great opportunity. And obviously, it came up this spring, given the anniversary of the NFL. So I would say it's just coincidental that the Saban-Belichick thing happened to hit at the same time. It wasn't planned or set up that way or anything. It just worked out. So
they don't want to leak any of the 100 greatest players. So you didn't have to sign a non-disclosure or anything like that, right? They realize you're not giving it away?
Yeah, they asked me not to talk about it. And I wouldn't want to do that. It'll be a great show. It'll be a great celebration of the National Football League and the people who were recognized by the panel that selected them. And again, I was thrilled to be a part of that that process and to be able to talk to some of the great people in that group. It was a great opportunity. Yeah. I really am glad I had the opportunity to do it.
Looking forward to seeing it. It should be great. Our conversation with the coach brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on and off the field. All right, good luck with week one, coach. We'll see you here next week.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it, Glenn, Kristen, Lou, thanks.
Bill Belichick right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.